The state of Colorado is famous, world famous, for the Rocky Mountains. But one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is if you look at the state, it's divided completely in half, with the Rocky Mountains making up the western half and the Kansas Plains making up the eastern half. So you've got a very, very unique topographical landscape in the state. And this landscape has created something that's very unique also for that that state, and that is that you have both buffalo and cows in close proximity to one another. Normally, they don't stay there together, occupy that space together. But in this area, they do because of that topography. So when storms come through Colorado, they normally come from west to east. They'll roll down over the mountains and come into the plains. When this happens, the cows do something that is very natural. When the cows sense the storm coming from the west, they start to run to the east. Now, if you've ever seen a cow run, you know they're not the most fleet of foot. So what happens is whenever these cows begin to run to the east to run away from the storm, storm catches up to them very quickly. And without knowing any better, the cows continue to try to outrun the storm, but instead of outrunning the storm, they actually run right along with the storm. And it maximizes the amount of time, the amount of pain, the amount of frustration, and their experience of the storm. Now, what a buffalo does, on the other hand, is very unique to the animal kingdom. A buffalo waits for the storm as it just crosses over the crest of the peak of the mountains, as it begins to roll down the other side, and once it is almost upon them, the buffalo will turn and charge directly into the storm. When they do, instead of running east, by running west directly into the storm, they run straight through it. And they minimize the amount of pain and time and frustration that they experience from that storm. It's the exact same storm that both experience. But you see from their reaction, from their way of dealing with it and handling it, you see that one is able to minimize the pain and the other prolongs it. It's a great metaphor for all of us as we're dealing with some storm in our lives. In 1 Peter 5, verses 8 through 9, we read, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." The storms are coming, and we'll all experience the same storm, some at greater levels, some maybe a little bit different, but we're all in the same storm. And the devil's not giving up or slowing down. In fact, I'd say that by looking around, he's maybe a lion that smells blood, and he is charging down even harder. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 9, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Fighting through the storms in our lives by heading towards Christ on the other side will make us stronger. In Luke chapter 9, beginning of verse 59, "To another he said, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' And Jesus said to him, 'Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.' Yet another said, 'I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at home.' Jesus said to him, 'No one puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.'" The Lord is calling us from beyond the storm. He's pleading for us to run to Him. Will we turn away and run? Will we try to avoid the storm on our own and end up just deeper inside of it, enduring the pain and the difficulties that it brings with it? Will we find any reason we can not to follow Him? But it was an interesting story to share and an interesting analogy for our lives, because, again, we all have difficulties. We all have storms. This has been a difficult day for me. And you many times just want to curl up and run the other way. But God, again, is calling to us beyond the storm, telling us to be steadfast, be firm, do not have fear, and to run towards Him. Are we courageous enough? Do we have enough faith in Him that He's going to take care of us, that we will run to Him through the storm? I hope that you do. I hope that I do. Because we know that it's only in Him that we can have that peace that He brings, that comfort that's there. So if you have difficulties tonight, if you've had a difficult day, if you've had a difficult week, and you just need the prayers of the congregation, if you just need some of the peace and the comfort that comes along with a better focus on God and His people, then you can make that plea tonight for the prayers of the congregation. If it's sin that is something you're dealing with, if it's of a public nature, then I hope that you'll choose to come forward tonight as well and make that right. If you're not a Christian, if you're here tonight and you have heard the gospel, you know what it is you need to do, please, you don't know if tonight is the last night you may have to make that choice. So whatever your need may be, I hope you come forward as we stand aside.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.